Hi, this is Jennifer Stagg. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today, I want to start off with this question. Have you ever had to defend your faith? Have you ever had anyone question what you believe? And did you know how to respond? Well, there's a story found on LDS.org, and it's a personal experience of a young woman, and her name is Carlina Peterson. And she talks about how she was in college, and a professor brought up the discussion of whether or not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are Christians in the middle of her class. And she was the only LDS member in the class. So she, you know, rose her hand. She said it kind of raised itself. She didn't even know she was raising her hand until it was up. And she began answering questions about her faith. And in my opinion, she had all of the right answers. So her initial response was this: "We talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, and we preach of Christ. We are indeed Christian." Now, she doesn't know if the things that she said in that class changed anyone's opinion about her religion, but she felt so confident when she was giving those answers. And she actually says that she felt like the Savior was sitting next to her while she was responding to these questions. And she said, you know, we don't need to fear standing up and sharing the gospel wherever we are, whoever we're talking to. You know, even if we don't bless anyone else, we will strengthen our own testimonies and relationship with Heavenly Father. And I've certainly never had anything that dramatic necessarily happen to me, or even much more dramatic. I know there are people who, you know, are persecuted for their faith, and I'm so grateful that I've never had anything like that happen to me. And I think those people are so, so very brave. But I can think of a time when I've had to defend my religion. I can think of more than one time when I've had to defend my religion. And one time in particular that I want to share with you, you know, I worked in Iowa for a few years when I was first starting out in as a reporter. And the first station that I worked at, I was definitely the only LDS person. And I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I had just come out of BYU, and you know, not only was I the only LDS church member at my station, but I was the only married person. I was, well, only married young reporter, I should say. It was a bunch of young women just like me, no male reporters, which was kind of interesting. And, they just didn't understand me at all because I was married, I was young, I was Mormon, I didn't drink, I didn't swear. You know, they didn't understand a lot of the values that I had or decisions that I had made. And there was one girl in particular, who was not of my faith, obviously, who really thought it was fun to make fun of me and like publicly mock me in the newsroom. And she'd make a lot of really, you know, sort of mean-hearted comments, and it was hard. It was really, really hard because I didn't want to get defensive, and I didn't want to, you know, let my guard down too much, but I kind of tried to take it in stride. But, you know, I really had to defend a lot of things that I believed in and really think about why I was doing them, not just, you know, recite answers that I had heard, but I was trying to explain it in such a way that she would really understand. And she didn't, I don't feel like she ever really did understand my point of view or soften her heart a little bit toward me. I think she kind of always viewed me as an outcast, but that experience taught me to really think about why I believed what I believed. And I think that's what it does when you have to defend what you believe. You're forced to kind of think, well, why do I believe this? Okay, well, this is why I believe this, and let me try and explain this to you. And once I had moved on to another station, my next station, also not in my home state of Utah, was much more religiously diverse. And again, at first I was the only LDS church member, but there was another reporter who was Muslim, and there was another reporter who was Jewish, and they were both very, very active in their religions. And so the three of us kind of, you know, found a lot of things in common, that we were both were very actively religious, that we had a lot of similar values and beliefs. And so, you know, it kind of became something kind of funny, like the Mormon, the Jew, and the Muslim that all hang out together. And we became really, really, really good friends. And I was able to explain things about my faith that they didn't know. And they were able to explain things about their faith that I certainly didn't know. And eventually I recruited another student that I had gone to college with at BYU, and he came and worked, so I wasn't the only Mormon. There were two of us, but it was a really wonderful experience for me, and a really good learning experience for me. So I'm sure you have these experiences as well, and I would really love to hear about them. I know I ask for your personal stories a lot, but I do find them so inspirational, and I love to share them with our listeners. So if there's something you want to share with me, any suggestions or comments or anything like that, you can share them with me at Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org, or you can post them on our Facebook wall today, or you can even reach out to me on Twitter. So thank you so much for listening today. This program brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to leave you with the song of the day, The Prayer by Jesse Clark Funk.
Needs to find a place, guide. us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. And I'm fed again by unceasing joy. Sent to catch his sight.